We're going to the courts now to talk about the appearance in court today of alleged gang boss Nafeez Modak. And I don't know about you, but I find this whole story very, very confusing. I think that these criminals that are embroiled in this case are such hardened criminals. They're involved in so many current cases. They've done so much wrong that it's hard for me to keep track of which court appearance relates to which case. So to clear that up for us this afternoon, I'm joined by Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Brunt, who I believe was at court today. Good afternoon, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Amy. Good afternoon. You're correct in saying that it is a very layered case. A lot of different matters that the state has brought since last week at different courts against Nafeez Modak. Today was at the Bishop Lavers Magistrates Court. In this case, relates to his alleged corrupt relationship with an anti-gang unit police officer, Ashley Tabisher. Now, the state believes that Nafeez Modak paid or was willing to pay or offered a bribe to Tabisher in exchange for information that the anti-gang unit has on him, and also information with regard to specific people providing the anti-gang unit with information, and also when the unit intends on swooping on one of Nafeez Modak's properties. And that is what this case this morning at the Bishop Lavers Magistrates Court was about. He also, at a previous occasion last week, appeared at the Cape Town Magistrates Court, and that case relates to the failed hit on defense attorney William Booth in April last year. We know that he survived that attack on his life, but Nafeez Modak also charged in relation to that issue. Nafeez himself also faces a different, you know, range of charges with regard to conspiracy to commit murder, 5 counts to be exact, attempted murder, as well as the conspiracy to acquire an explosive device. Now, that case relates to an incident outside the home of the now late Detective Sharkey near November 2019, when officers found a hand grenade outside Detective Kinnear's home, and they disarmed people there. There was also an incident with regard to a shooting outside the now late detective's home. But just listen to what the NPA's Eric Ntabazalila today at court had to say with regard to the matter, now having been moved to the Blue Downs Magistrates Court, Amy.
Mr. Modak complained about sleeping on a concrete floor, and that affected his kidneys, and also complained about halal food not being served in prison. They were placing that on record, and those are out of our hands as the state, as the NPA. So we leave it to the other parties to deal with. Then Mr. Tabisher, he wanted to have their bail application done today, which was a bit strange because you cannot separate the two bail applications with the same accused, which means accused number one would have to be part and sit and listen. We'll have to call the same witnesses leading the same evidence and witnesses, which will be used in the same bail application in Blue Downs. So that's why we had to get an adjournment, speak about it, and it was agreed that it's postponed to Friday.
Yeah, Kevin, I actually read about Nafeez Modak's complaints about his jail conditions, and I've got to say I find it very hard to generate any sort of sympathy for him after, you know, knowing what he's been involved in recently. But what is he actually getting at? Is he wanting to be moved to a different prison?
Well, I mean, we're not getting a lot of details as to where exactly Nafeez Modak is being remanded until this coming Friday's court appearance. Very high security always at court. And it was also the case when the police minister, Becky Cele, was at the Cape Town Magistrates Court last week. In fact, the defense questioned whether or not this excessive security presence is indeed necessary. Obviously, at the time, the police minister was there, so one can expect a bit of beefed up security. But the prosecutor at the time said that it is, with regard to the sensitivity of this case, it is indeed necessary to have extra security there. We also know or read a lot of stories when it comes to the so-called gang underworld operating here within Cape Town. Mr. Modak complained also with regard to, in particular, the way where they want him to sleep, and also complained about not provision being made for halal food for him to be prepared where he's being remanded now. So we will have a bit more clarity, you know, come Friday at the Blue Downs regional court as to where Nafees Modak will be moved to, and we will also expect to get some clearer detail as to when exactly the bail application for this matter will be heard. We only know now that all this list of charges will now be consolidated, and we do expect a very lengthy bail application to also then play out, Amy.
And Kevin, any sign of Modak's family in court?
Not at all. Outside court, for the second time now last week at the Cape Town Magistrates Court, and today here in Bishop Lavis, some of his supporters, a lot of people questioning why he's being remanded in custody for such a long time, also making all sorts of accusations, saying that Mr. Modak is now opening up alleged corruption within the police service, and that is why he's being handled now in this specific manner. They also questioned why the police minister in particular came for his case, but for other people, so-called also involved in the gang underworld here within Cape Town, the police minister did not show up for their court appearances, Amy. So it does appear as if Nafees Modak also has a lot of support. A lot of people say that he supports charity organizations and that he feeds a lot of people. I spoke to a woman in particular who flew down from Pretoria to come and support him, and they will also be outside court come Friday. So at least, you know, there are some support for him in terms of people vouching for the good that he's doing. But we in court expect also a lot more clearer details with regard to the killing of Sharky Nee in September last year. The police minister just last week indicated that some of the accused before court will be also charged for the murder of the late detective. We don't at this stage know exactly who that will be, but we also expect at least by Friday maybe to get some clarity on who exactly now before court will also be charged for that murder, Amy.
Thanks for that very comprehensive update. That's Kevin Brunt, Eyewitness News reporter, just updating us on the case against Nafees Modak, and he will stay on that story throughout the week.